Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Today, Football Friday, and we're going to bring on some football royalty, Crowder, some Dolphins royalty. I mean, Listen, you take the back seat on this one, Crowder, because this is real Dolphins royalty.
Man, don't do that to me, Dupe. Dupe like my uncle, man. You can't do it today, Hawk. Dupe my uncle.
Mark Duper is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He played his entire career with the Dolphins. He's a member of the Dolphins honor roll. He's still one of those guys who Dolphins fans love to this day. Mark Duper, by the way, he's got a VIP autograph signing with our friends at Sinbad Sports. It's the Coral Springs card show, Saturday the 28th, Sunday the 29th. So a week from this weekend at Coral Ridge Mall on Federal Highway. Dupe is going to be there Sunday on the 29th from noon till 2 p.m. Frank Gore is going to be there Saturday the 28th from noon till 2 p.m. You can get all the info. You can get tickets at sinbadsports.com. Mark Duper is joining us. Do you still, like, does it take a second to align, Dupe, that you played your final season in 1992, but in 2024, fans are still clamoring to get a picture with you, get a moment with you, get an autograph from you?
Well, you know, the thing is that, first of all, I want to tell you guys hello. How's everything? Hope everything going well in you guys' life. Crowder, you are royalty. You know that, of course. But, you know, the thing is that it depends how you approach things, you know. Like, I love football. I'm still active with football. I go to all the games. I love the fans. I do a lot of things in the community when I can. And by doing that, that keeps your name out there. And, like, you're only famous no more than what the people make you. And I guess I did a good impression over my years that I've been in South Florida.
And Duke, you brushed over. Tell them how you come to the game. Tell them what you do during football season, because I just found this out a couple years ago.
Well, what during football season? You talking about tailgate? This is what we do during football season. We every game I try to get to go to, and I bring my bus, my RV, and we sit up in the parking lot, and We entertain, you know, and we don't rope things off. Like, you know, people come up to take pictures. People come up and have a drink. We play Connect Four in the parking lot. And we just have fun, you know. Like I say, watching football, being retired and watching football, it's a great thing because I am a fan of football.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
He brings his Winnebago down, and we're not talking about – Hawk, we're not talking about burgers and dogs now. It's lobster, There's crab. Like, this is no normal tailgate. Duke,
who drives the Winnebago, though? You drive it yourself, Duke?
No. I have a driver. I have a friend of mine. He does all the driving. Yeah.
Man, I mean, come on. But seriously, like, you guys are poo-pooing it. This is literally Dolphins royalty. Guys in the Dolphins Hall, like, fans can come up, they can hang out with Mark Duper, but you have to be a little bit amazed that in 2024, like, there's very few stars, I think, Duke, that transcend decades, literal decades, and you've done so. And it's nice that, you know, you say it's the fans that make you a celebrity, but, like, you were that special on the field, that era of the Miami Dolphins with the Marx brothers. Like, that era was so special that people are still clamoring for it, you know, 30, 40 years later.
Well, yes, Clayton and I had put up some numbers back in the day that they're putting up now with less balls that's thrown to us. And, you know, we had a great time, though. South Florida been good to me. We came up here and then we started playing, and then, you know, we got the Blue-Eyed Devil coming in. You know, Dan Marino, that's what I call the Blue-Eyed Devil. And and he came in we couldn't ask for a better quarterback, you know. I mean, we just, like, everything just, like, fell together with Clayton Marino and us. And then we had the Nat Moore, and then we had the Coach Shula. You know, we had the motivator, you know. He didn't take no for an answer. It was fun, you know. It was exciting. And the thing is that my claim to fame that I hold on to and I'm proud of is that I didn't play high school football. I played 1 year of college football. And I got drafted in the second round. And God knows what Shula was thinking about, because I didn't know football. All I caught was 24 passes in my lifetime, and seven of them was touchdowns. And I learned the game here, and that was so fun about it, you know. And that's why it makes me feel good. I mean, I get more thrill of that to knowing that how I did it, and I had a lot of help, and people still remember that.
And Duke, I, if you line up, you were the baddest thing right now. You ran a 4.2 something, 4.28, 4.29. I've seen it online, Duke. But if you line up against Tyreek and Waddle now, it ain't been many receivers that I could throw at you like that. Because, Hawk, every time I go to an event, I have to find Duke, because he's the funniest dude at the event. It's him and Larry Little. If you get around Duke and Larry Little, you about to laugh for 6 hours. I can't throw Tyreek and Waddle at you before, but if you, Tyreek, and Waddle line up when you was at your prime, who about to grab that tape at the end of the 100?
Oh, it's no if and end, Ma. Just by me stepping on the field, that they would have been sucking. They couldn't beat me. I'm not gonna give in. if I was in my prime and they was in their prime, they had a whole bunch of ass whipping coming to them. Yeah. Just like that.
That's what Don Shula saw in him. That's what Don Shula saw in him.
Yeah.
It's a man. Dude, yeah. We got some edge, dog.
No, I tell you, you know, like, people didn't realize that I used to run just as fast as I had to run on a lot of times. And I've learned how to control that speed. And back then, you know, that was a gift that I had that most guys didn't have. But you know what? Don't get me wrong now. Waddle and Tyreek Hill, especially Tyreek Hill, man, he's a fast guy, but he's also a great football player. You know, and that's one of the things that I had to learn in the pros, the 11 years that I played. But Tyreek Hill has football sense. And you know what? And I go to the game actually to watch these guys, but they are fun to watch. I just can't wait to see them take it down the field.
Yeah, Dolphins fans too. Mark Duper is with us. Again, reminder. So Saturday the 28th, Sunday the 29th is the Coral Springs Card Show at Coral Ridge Mall. Mark Duper will be there at Sinbad Sports on Sunday the 29th from noon till 2 p.m. You can get all the info and tickets at sinbadsports.com. I mentioned Don Shula. You mentioned Don Shula. What did he see in me with only 24 career grabs before he drafted you? Do you marvel when you look at a coach like Mike McDaniel, who is absolutely the opposite of Don Shula? You couldn't get away with anything with Don Shula. Don Shula was the, you know, prototypical coach back then, the grinder and the yell right in your face guy. Do you marvel at Mike McDaniel being a fairly successful NFL coach? And do you think back to like your 80s Dolphins teams and how you would have just eaten him alive?
No, not necessarily that. He has a more soft approach for his players, and it's called respect. You know, as being a player, makes no difference what the position of the coach is. It's called respecting the coach, and you have to respect that. And if he feels that he gets a point across, then the way that he is, so be it. You know, but it's each individual. Could I have played for him? Of course I could. And I could respect him just like I respect the Coach Shula.
And, Duke, what's going on right now where Tua's out now for a month at least, or four games at least, we'll say that, and the quarterback change is Skylar Thompson. I don't know, but I'm sure through your 11 years you've had to play with one quarterback this Sunday, and next Sunday you got to play with somebody else. As a top receiver, how do you adjust? What's the conversations of you knowing – that there's a new guy under center next week?
Well, first of all, you know, like all the veteran receivers, you know, like we would do, like, for instance, we had Don Strock was our veteran quarterback, which I used to work with him when I first came into the league. But as a receiver, what you have to do is get around him and say, hey, listen, let's get this job done. And what we're going to do, we're going to help you. And we for you, man. Don't worry about it. Just get loose and let's have some fun. Put the ball in his hand and help him. You know, let's not look for faults. Just go out there and play the game. You're going to make mistakes, and you're going to make some good plays. And just hope that you make more good plays than bad plays, and he's going to be okay.
And, Dupe, have you ever – I would say how many times have you walked up to a quarterback and told him, you can't overthrow me, just let it go?
You want to talk about – well, Dan, but you know that Dan was cocky. You know that. Just sometimes you had to deal with Dan a different way, you know, because, you know, Dan think he's God gift to football, and which that – hey, look. I got to give it up to the man. He can throw the football, and he's very accurate. So Dan and I used to say it all the time. That back in my day, Dan told me, he threw me perfect passes, and I said, no, I'd be so wide open that you can't help but hit me. And he said, Duke, I can overthrow you any time I want. I said, no, you can't, you know. And, you know, we used to go through this because, man, we was like, serious, like the practice that they have now, our practice, we'd be full speed. I mean, we'd be full speed out there throwing the football and us, and we'd be trying to, you know, we'd be trying to outdo each other. So I guess I can tell you this story one time. Is me and Dan was saying that he cannot throw me. I said, you cannot throw me. And Dan said, that's bull crap. So, oh, boy, we was rigged up after practice, boy, and everything else. And, boy, after practice, everybody went in except me, Dan, Matt, and all the rest of the guys. And so we're going to say, now, Dan, you got to drop back. Now, you got to drop back properly, and I got to run. Now, you just can't just drop three steps and just throw the ball. So, okay, Dan said he's going to do everything the way he's supposed to do. Only one thing he didn't do, he dropped back five steps, but he didn't take that hop. But I knew he was going to do that, so I usually hesitate by 10, 15 yards, and then I explode. It wasn't no hesitating. It was just exploded. And he tried with all his might to throw that out there, and I caught him on the tip end of my fingers. And, boy, listen, We had, and then I came back to the hub, and I said, you see? And he said, Dupe. He said, you didn't hesitate. I said, you didn't hop. I said, you see, I knew you was going to do that. And that's what we used to do in practice, man. We just, like, have fun like crazy out there, man.
Who do you still, Dolphins fans, would, you know, hardcore, long-term Dolphins fans would love this. Like, who do you still stay in contact with a lot from those 80s teams? Who do you text with or meet for lunch? Like, who's in your rotation?
You talking about in the fans or are you talking about the players?
The players.
The players. I talk to Clayton all the time. Talk to Dan. Talk to Nat. Nat all the time. I played dominoes with O.J. McDuffie and Terry Kirby. You know, he tried to get me to go over there and work out, and I just sent him a picture of me eating a big old bowl of watermelon. This is enough workout I need for right now. Yeah, we all talk, you know, Dwight Stevenson, Crowder every now and then. Crowder be so doggone busy. He was supposed to take me fishing, but I'm still waiting.
I got you, Duke. This season.
Yeah. That's one thing that what we do that's back all the guys that I played with. We pretty much stay in touch with, like, Tony Nathan, Paul Langford. I talk to him every day. Roy Foster, Terry Glenn, Higgy. Everybody love Higgy. You know that.
Those are the greatest memories of your life? Your decade or so with the Dolphins, is that the greatest memories of your football life?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My football life is the Dolphins. I don't know anything else but football with the Dolphins. I mean, that's why I learned the game, and that's why I played the game. And here I lie, still in the same place.
Do you still get pissed if they lose? You watch the game Sunday, they're in Seattle. Will you be pissed if they lose? Do you watch the game saying that guy should have run there? He didn't do that. Like, do you live and die with the Dolphins still?
I like the Dolphins. Yeah, I don't never get pissed if they lose. you know, disappointed. But, yeah, I think, you know, it does affect me different when they win and when they lose, because I like to see them win. You know, I like to see them do good. But I think they got a good chance for the Seattle. They can win. They can win that game. I really do. What's the point spread?
I was going to say, not anger, but, like, I tell you one thing. It still gets to me, bro. You've been out way longer than me. I've been out 12 years. You've been out a little longer than 12. But I get pissed. Like, I ball my fist up when I see dudes miss open field tackles. Do you get mad when you see a dude drop a ball? Because it just pisses me off to see a dude miss a tackle.
Yeah, you know what I get mad at, Crowder? When they're playing the game, and then when they make that great play, and they just clown. What I can't understand, when I make a great play, I'm not going to the sideline. I'm going back in the huddle to get another great play going on. I don't like that. I don't like that rotation the way they do it. If I'm a starter, I'm going to stay in there, and I'm going to play every down until I'm tired.
And you're not getting tired.
Right, and I ain't getting tired, because I like Clayton told Gary Stevenson one time, they talking about rotation, and we were going to rotate that Gary, and Clayton told us it's going to be 12 people on the damn field, because I ain't rotating with nobody. And knowing me, what's his name, Fred came in there, and I said, Clayton, it's your turn. He said, Clayton, it's your turn. I done told you, it's going to be 12 people on the field. I had to run that game. I said, so I get on the sideline. And Shue would say, what the f-? You know, now you got to excuse that language, but Shue would say, what the hell? What the hell are you doing at the game? I said, what? Yes, Gary didn't tell you that we was rotating? What do you mean rotating? I saw Fred in that for Clayton, not you. And you say, and Clayton came on the sideline. Coach, Gary Stevenson was trying to rotate, and Coach looked at Gary and chewed Gary butt out. And Clayton did tell me, said, I told y'all it was going to be 12 people on the field.
happened with Joey Porter and Matt Roth to me, where they said, Joey, Matt's going to give you a break on first down. And Joey said, I don't need no break. And we literally lined up with 12 people on the field and got a penalty because he was like, the hell with you. They tried to rotate me for Junior Seau one time. And Junior Seau said, no, nah, buddy, I'm good. I was running wind sprints on and off the field to the huddle and back.
Yeah, so you get that groove, you know? You get that groove, and then you don't want to get out the game unless you hurt or something, you know? No, that ultimate. But, yeah, but you know what? It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how they go against Seattle this week.
Yeah, give us a prediction. We're out of time, Duke. Give us a prediction. Dolphins win in Seattle Sunday?
Dolphins win in Seattle all the way live. Yes, we do.
There you go. I like to hear. Mark Duper, again, VIP autograph signing with our friends at Sinbad Sports. It's the Coral Springs Card Show, Saturday the 28th, Sunday the 29th, Coral Ridge Mall on Federal Highway. Dupe will be there Sunday the 29th, noon till 2 p.m. You can get all the info and tickets right now at sinbadsports.com. Thank you, Mark Duper. That was fun. Always is.
All right. You take care. All right.
There you go.
I love you, bro.
Mark Duper. That is great.
My man. That I told you I love Duke
great.
Now.
Great. Yeah.
That's
fun to
Duke.
Be around.
Uncle Duke.
That is great.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.